Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So we are the land of the free, right? Or at least that's what we're supposed to be. How much health freedom do you think we really have in the United States? Here's a better question. Who controls the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration? What are their real goals? And you got to remember, they are a powerful agency. So who's controlling them, and what are their real goals? These are the central questions explored in Health at Gunpoint, a book that brings into clear focus the silent war between being waged by the FDA against American consumers. My guest is James Gormley. He's the author of the book. James, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Tell me what you mean just with the title, Health at Gunpoint. What does that really mean?
Well, our health freedom certainly is in the gun sights. Not literally, but in terms of how it's being threatened and how our access and potential access has been threatened, really, since the 1930s. So if our health freedom is at risk, obviously our health could be at risk because we won't be able to utilize the kind of self-care options that we would like to.
So you're saying this really goes all the way back to the 1930s. What happened in the 1930s?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was really after the creation of in the 1930s, the FDA was created. Its first commissioner was actually great, Dr. Harvey Wiley. He was actually one of the greatest consumer advocates,
right, okay.
Ironically.
I was going to ask you about him in your book.
Yeah. Well, he was a very enlightened man, and he was very much concerned about the dangerous drugs that were being foisted upon the American public at that time. But, he was with the FDA for a short period of time, and really, I would say, from 1938 on, when the FDA was run by others, is when we really start to see the growth of Big Pharma and Big Agra, and the influence, the convergence of influence and economics between those entities and the FDA, and then some of the decisions the FDA has made since then in terms of targeting health food stores and natural product companies.
Yeah, and so in the book Health at Gunpoint, you know, my listeners can read a little bit about Dr. Harvey Wiley. Wouldn't you say, James, that he was already concerned even back in the 1930s that there was this potential for corruption, right? I mean, here you had this what was developing into a pretty powerful agency that was going to be able to make a lot of decisions, and I guess he was able to foresee how that agency could be influenced then by the very industries that they were supposed to be checking, right?
Yeah, that's correct. He saw the power that then fledgling pharma companies were beginning to have, and the way they were able to get approvals for different additives, which he didn't like. He knew that there were many additives that were dangerous or potentially toxic. There weren't enough safety studies done, and those are some of the initial problems, with the FDA that Harvey Wiley was able to see and not do too much about, unfortunately, because he fell out of favor with the agency and the president and others.
What a shame. All the good guys always do, it seems like, right? They get pushed out of the power. So here you have, once Dr. Wiley was out of the picture, you start to see the FDA really kind of gain in its power. And we'll get into a little bit about who's really controlling them and all that. But about when did we start seeing the emergence of the natural health industry? Was that a response to the corruption they saw? I mean, how do you explain that, I guess, the emergence of the natural health industry?
Mm-hmm. Well, health food stores, the first ones came out at the very end of the 19th century. Most of them really started to crop up in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s. You saw the, you know, the emergence of a lot of mom and pop health food stores around the United States. But those stores really came into being due more to the other problems, such as the beginning of the strip mining of wheat. You know, nutritional strip mining is what I refer to it, of wheat, where a lot of the nutrients would be stripped away, and that became of great concern to people around the United States. That was one factor. There were concerns about the sanitary conditions of people living in the cities, and not having access to enough clean food, enough good food. Those were some of the original sort of impetuses for the creation of health food stores. Later on, it would turn into more of a David versus Goliath type of struggle.
Which is what we feel like today, right? Because every time we turn around, there's some study that's supported by some major medical center I feel like is just bashing the industry that I believe in. You know, now, and I am a medical doctor, James. I first studied the conventional way of things, the drugs. And I'm not against that, and my listeners know that. I'm for whatever is appropriate for each and every individual. Isn't that really how it should be? So let's back up to the FDA then.
Sure.
Who is controlling them?
Well, let me put it this way. The last budget that was approved for the FDA, 40% of the budget increase, I should say, that was approved is going to come from user fees from pharmaceutical drugs. So
nice.
If you could, yeah, great. It's a great boon for the FDA.
Yeah.
But I think it makes it clear. And I'm not saying there's a conspiracy. What I'm saying is that whenever you have a convergence of forces, where there's a potential for corruption, and if it's a potential for corruption and bad decisions based more on money and power and influence, you're going to find things like this. So that's really, that's really the crux of one of the reasons why the FDA has had a vendetta against health foods
there's this perception, right, in the natural health industry that there is this corrupt relationship between FDA and Big Pharma. Are when we perceive that in this industry, are we right about that? I mean, what do you think? How do you see this connection between the FDA and Big Pharma? Where's the evidence that it is corrupt, or is there any?
I think there's no black and white. So for me to say the entire FDA is corrupt really would not, you know, be very, very useful. But I would say that there are many hardworking scientists in the FDA, and the FDA does a lot of good work in terms of food safety, et cetera. And they have saved some lives over the years with some of the programs that they've had. However, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, you know, we only have about 60 seconds left, and so I want to, and you make a good point that there are some good people in the FDA, and I want to make sure that's clear for the listeners, but even the FDA admit it themselves, that they have too big of a job, that they really can't do what they're supposed to do, what their original mission talked about. The book is called Health at Gunpoint, the FDA's Silent War Against Health Freedom. Where can people purchase the book, James?
They can purchase it on Amazon.com.
Do you have a site that you send people to?
I would say that anywhere on Amazon is fine. They can get it through my, find a link through my website, but Amazon's great.
Okay. Yeah, the book has a lot of really good, interesting stories about that connection between the FDA and Big Pharma. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more how we're going to protect ourselves. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.